Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. This is the weekend edition. We've got a very special show for you today. I'm coming to you live from the show floor at the Turkey Build Expo in Istanbul. On today's show, I'm taking you on a walking tour through several of the exhibits here at the exposition. This is a massive show. It spans like 6 exhibition halls, over 500 exhibitors, over 50,000 people in attendance, and I can tell you the traffic getting in and out of this place is horrendous. So join me on this walking tour of the Turkey Build Expo. So I'm coming to you live from the show floor here at the Turkey Build Expo in Istanbul. They have so many amazing products here that we simply do not have in the United States or Canada. There are various facade systems, various paint systems. Actually, at a booth right now called Bytech, where they manufacture paint. And when you look at the wall panels that they have on display here, you would think that these, you just blows your mind. You'd say, how on earth is this just accomplished with paint? They have marble finishes. They have wood grain finishes. They have all kinds of different textures, and this is all accomplished through paint. You're starting with a flat panel and accomplishing this with paint, and they have a whole ton of videos on how this is done, and frankly, they make it look easy in the video, so it's probably more difficult in practice, but still, nonetheless, for something that is just paint, to produce a finish of this caliber is just mind-blowing to me. There are companies that make various exterior facades, whether they're made, a lot of them out of styrofoam, which is also mind-blowing, made to look like stone or brick. Styrofoam is extremely lightweight, has insulating value, and these different systems, don't know if they're going to be approved for use with wind loading and all the rest in North America, but they certainly do exist here in Europe, and they're in very wide use. What's interesting as well, visited a door manufacturer, went visited the factory, and one of the things I learned is that there are no standards in Europe when it comes to doors. We're used to having very standardized doors in the United States and Canada, but there is nothing standard about doors in Europe. They can be whatever dimensions you want. They tend to be pretty much custom made. So in fact, for the door manufacturers in Europe to manufacture doors for North America is actually fairly straightforward, because all of a sudden they say, oh, you know, I can make these all the same. You say, yeah, you can make them the same. They're blown away because it's just not the norm in Europe. They have other systems that are simply unavailable in North America, the things that we just do not see or do not have. There are folks here that manufacture machines that will take the cold rolled steel coming straight off the truck and bend them into metal studs. The machine's about $100,000. And you can manufacture your own framing with this one machine and build as many houses as you want, get all the different profiles that you need. It simply bends the cold rolled steel. You can use regular mild steel, or you can use galvanized, whatever you need, and build whatever you want. Just whatever your engineering team specifies, you can manufacture. And it's just very, very straightforward. These systems are screwed together or riveted together. And of course, the framing is extremely strong and fairly lightweight. What I'm astounded by, just from our point of reference as a developer and builder in North America, are things that we spend a lot of money on. If I go to Home Depot and look at things like crown moldings that are $5, $6, $7 a linear foot, they manufacture here for under $1 a linear foot. And a lot of that stuff is, again, made of styrofoam. So it's a paintable surface, it's lightweight, you glue it in place. It tends to be a little bit more flexible than a wood crown molding, and it'd be tighter fitting. So you can caulk the edges, get it a nice tight fit in place, and it's going to be a better product, a better solution. The thing that really I found astounding is when you look at the way they manufacture doors here in Europe. You know, in the United States and Canada, putting together a door is a very difficult process. You need a really high-quality finished carpenter who's able to do that. And getting the molding to match very tightly around the door and for different thicknesses of drywall is extremely challenging. They design their door frames here so that the molding actually forms part of the door frame. It goes into a slot in the door frame. So if your wall is a little bit thicker in one place than another and it's maybe not perfectly square, the entire frame system, including the molding, is actually resilient to that. And you don't have to do anything special to get a tight-fitting seal around the door and the wall. It all just works. It's not a having to do a lot of custom fitting and cutting and shimming and all this other stuff. It all just naturally seems to fit together and work. So they thought through the fact that, especially in an older country where you've got, you know, stone that may not be perfectly square, that may not be perfectly regular like it would be in brand new construction, you need these systems to be much more resilient to the imperfections. And so they've simply designed the door frames and door systems to do that naturally without having to do a whole ton of custom carpentry on site. It's a much more intelligent way of putting doors together. Even if I could save no money on doors, I'm now convinced that I'm going to be buying all of my doors from Europe simply because of the ease of installation. Companies that are here that I've met with, manufacturing to North American dimensions, and one individual can put up 15 doors in one day with ease. The mounting systems are so much simpler than what we're accustomed to in North America, and it's just a much better product. It's a better finish. It's a higher quality door. Even if it was exactly the same price, I would still go through the extra effort and source all of our doors in Europe. There's no question in my mind I'm not going to buy another door from Home Depot if I can avoid it in my life. It's a big commitment of time to take an entire week out of the year and to go spend it literally at a trade show without really knowing in advance whether this is going to be a profitable use of time. And having now, on the fourth day of this particular show, spent time here, literally spent four full days at the show, I'm absolutely glad I did. I'm convinced in my mind that we're going to have some very effective value engineering results on our projects. We're going to be able to save a considerable amount of money, especially on finishes, because there's simply so much more choice here, and there are things that can be done. They're easy to put together. Tremendous savings in cost compared even with traditional gypsum board drywall finishes. These finishes are much less labor intensive than a drywall finish, which is extremely labor intensive. There are, of course, trade shows all over Europe, very large ones in France. There was one in France only a few weeks ago. And I chose specifically to come here to Turkey as opposed to going to some of the other European shows because, quite frankly, Turkey has been experiencing hyperinflation now for several years. The net result of that is labor costs here, when you're paying in U.S. dollars, are much less than they would be in other parts of Europe. Materials, especially if they're sourced outside of Turkey, they cost the same. I mean, the commodity price of steel is pretty much what it is, regardless wherever you are in the world. But if you're buying products in Turkish lira and you're paying in U.S. dollars, you can get some real bargains. We're talking significant savings over the counterparts in North America, which when you add the cost of shipping has to make economic sense because you have to add the cost of shipping, of course, to the product cost. And then in some of the products, depending on the nation, will also be subject to import duties. From what I'm hearing, the duties are not exorbitant. They're usually in the range of 4-7%. And of course, that has to be taken into account. What's important when you come to a trade show like this is to come with very specific projects in mind, which is exactly what we've done. We've brought plans for seven different projects with us, and depending on the particular product that we're looking at, we put that in front of that particular vendor and get them to quote on what it is that we need, whether it's fencing or interior panels or flooring or baseboards. All these different products are being sourced on a project-specific basis. This is what's making the use of this time extremely efficient because I'm not just having hypothetical conversations. Every single display area that I approach, I'm seeing the application of that product in one of our projects. And if I don't see the application, I move on to the next. I'm not wasting any time looking at curiosities, looking at things that are going to be actually useful in our construction projects. This also gives us the opportunity to offer some additional value to our consulting clients. We don't have many. We have a few that we work with in various parts of North America, and we're able to offer them innovations, things that are not available with other local sources because those folks haven't necessarily made the trip to Istanbul and spent 4 days here looking at all of the different innovations. Now, of course, not everything is certified for use in North America. So, for example, we will not source fire-rated doors here in Europe. Fire-rated door is a very complicated process. I've learned a lot about it in the last few days and now convinced that I would not even contemplate buying fire-rated doors anywhere in Europe. Those have to be sourced locally. They have to be certified locally. And then once you have that, then you can you source them locally. But the fact is you don't have that many fire-rated doors. You've got a lot more interior doors that don't need to be fire-rated. So if I can save $50, $100 a door across the breadth of a project, you know, a 250-unit apartment building might have 1,000 doors in it. Save $50 or $100 a door, that's real money. That's real savings in the scope of a project. And, of course, to determine whether any of this makes sense, you really got to know your numbers. So, for example, I have very clear numbers on a cost per square foot basis for materials in North America. We've been sourcing them for quite some time. We've been looking to get them on sale, and I'm comparing the prices here with the sale prices in North America and still coming out way on top. I'm seeing prices that, quite frankly, are somewhere between a quarter to one-third of the price that we're paying in North America for the comparable product. There are many things that we will not source here in Europe. For example, plumbing components, not certified for use in North America. We don't even look at them. Beautiful as some of these displays might be, we don't even stop to look at them because, you know, it's a complete waste of time. Same thing with electrical systems. We don't stop at any of the electrical booths. All of that needs to be sourced locally in North America. So I wanted to give you a glimpse live from the show floor of the various things that we're seeing here and some of the innovations that you can expect to see in some of our buildings. And if you're serious about value engineering your projects, I encourage you to come next year to Istanbul at the Turkey Build Conference. Definitely worth it. Worth it for me. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.